Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, December 4th, through Thursday, December 10th, 2020. December 4th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Please realize, children, Satan, the enemy of your salvation, always comes clothed in goodness. He appeals to satisfying your senses, your ambition, your love of the world. The new world order is no different. It is one of Satan's ploys. It paves the way for one leader, the Antichrist. If you do not know this, you can be tricked into thinking a one-world order is the unity I call for. It is not. I encourage your unity in holy love, which is love of God and love of neighbor. The one-world order will show its intent by discouraging these. Always you will have the solace of the spiritual house you build in your own hearts. Stay close to me. Let me inspire your decisions and expose the truth. Do not be fooled by Satan's tricky use of words. He hides behind the use of words, such as unity, to gain control of hearts and of the world. If you read this message, consider yourselves informed. I extend to you my apocalyptic blessing through this information." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. December 5th, 2020. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, if you are devoted to these messages and believe in the source of the messages, then it behooves you to become the messages to those around you. Be an example of one who is educated in holy love. Always be an example of patience and charity towards others. Support the truth at all costs. My son died for the truth. Be certain that this is one way you will be judged as to how you spend your eternity. There are many ways of spreading these messages. More than propagating the printed messages and speaking about them, I expect you yourselves to represent the messages by the way you live your lives. To live in holy love means you place me first and others second in your hearts. Self is last. Pray for the help to do this. Accept your crosses for love of me and my son. The more you try to live these messages, the more I will help you. It is what is in your hearts when you die that determines your eternity." A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. "Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 6th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "There is a solution to every problem, an alternative to every seeming defeat. My will is always present to you in every situation. Sometimes you cannot readily see it, but in the next moment it is apparent. Therefore, do not lose heart, but pray that my divine will is shown to you. My permitting will is always toward the salvation of souls. You never know how souls are touched and converted, even in a tragedy. My paternal heart envelops the entire world, even the greatest sinner, even those who believe in false religions. This is so, for I am the creator of all. Most often, what I give is misused. Even then, I continue to love all people and all nations. The soul is lost through its own free will. The soul who chooses to please me by obeying my commandments is lifted high in the greatest places in heaven. It is there I will return the favor and please him." A note is given to read 1 John 3, 21 through 22. "Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 7th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I am always the same, always loving, encouraging, providing, and protecting. I never abandon you in good times or in great difficulties. Learn from the past to trust in me in the future. Place the present moment in my hands. Do not be shocked by the decisions of politicians. Humans are prone to error if their hearts are not grounded in holy love. At the same time, do not be shocked at what I allow to take place as a result of man's sinful errors. Stay close to me, just as I am close to you. This is the way to trust. When you learn to depend upon me, your prayers are based on trustful love. This is the prayer I am most attentive to. Those who distance themselves from me through disbelief are the ones you must pray for. These unbelievers are more needy than any other soul. The danger is they do not realize the peril their soul is in. Some turn to me only as a last resort. All the while I wait for them, with my arms and my heart open to welcome them. Your every prayer counts. I know how to use each one. You know how to pray through much love and sacrifice. I am waiting for each prayer." A note is given to read Psalm 4, 2 through 3. "O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 8th, 2020, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus. I come today to celebrate my feast day with you. God so deemed that I be conceived without sin. In the womb, I was capable of many things, even reasoning. Sadly, today, many people go through their entire lives with tainted reasoning. This type of reasoning decides evil is good and anything to please self is righteous. The soul who cannot determine good from evil is easy prey for Satan. While the Holy Spirit continually tries to influence such souls to choose their own salvation, many cannot be influenced, as they are trained to choose their own free will, not God's will. Consequently, the world is full of dishonesty. Most have trouble searching out the truth, which is apparent in world politics today. Your rosaries, dear little children, are my weapon against the evils of the day. Without your fervent prayers, the world would have fallen to self-destruction long ago. We must continue to pray together for all truth to be exposed and appreciated. It is by our combined efforts truth will be victorious. Then my Immaculate Heart will triumph, and you will triumph with me. Treasure this hope which I leave you with today. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by the Blessed Virgin Mary. December 8, 2020, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, it is my privilege to spend this hour with you and to listen to your every need. Continue to persevere on behalf of righteousness. Do not lose hope, as that weakens your prayers. Have faith the size of a mustard seed. Accept the most holy and divine will of my beloved Son. He is all-knowing. December 9th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, your spiritual house, like any house in the world, must be maintained lest the elements in the world destroy it. Your spiritual house is vulnerable to love of the material world, acceptance of any sin, and infidelity to the truth. You cannot shutter the windows of your soul against every temptation. It is by your own effort every temptation is overcome through the help of your guardian angel. Some souls lead lifestyles which leave them standing on the precipice of certain spiritual disaster. Unless they listen to the truth of where they stand before me, they will certainly slip over the edge and lose their souls, which is a far greater loss than the loss of their physical life. Self-knowledge, therefore, is the hammer used to build your spiritual house." A note is given to read Luke chapter 11, 9 through 10 and 28. "And I tell you, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 10th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the door which opens upon your house of holiness is your own free will. This door can easily be accessible, or it can be barred by love of the world. It is a portal which Satan can easily access if the soul does not carefully lock it and bar his access. This lock is the soul's awareness in any given present moment as to where his thoughts, words, and actions are leading him. Pray to keep holiness a goal in your day. No matter your activities in the day filled with present moments, pray to be the message of holy love in thought, word, and deed. Be protective of the holiness in your heart above all else. When grace knocks at the door of your house of holiness, recognize it and welcome its visit. The unwelcome visitor may come clothed in splendor and flavor, but the watchdog who tends the doorway to your house of holiness is the Spirit of Truth and will not allow him in. In times of need, you can enjoy the peace of your house of holiness and rest in the peace therein, for your house is filled with trust." A note is given to read Psalm 5, 7 through 8. "But I, through the abundance of your merciful love, will enter your house. I will worship toward your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.